I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
One of the things that scares parents more than anything is the whole idea that their children are going to learn from observing them. They are going to be their primary role models. So the whole idea that, at one point, we're watching them, and then it gets turned, and they're watching us. Doug, say more about that.
Well, I think the reason we put that in the book is because we wanted parents to realize that really their life is under surveillance 24/7, that they're watching everything. And you said it right. You know, when they're little, they're trying to get your attention. You know, my son was always like, "Dad, watch me. Dad, watch me. Watch me, Dad. Watch." As he'd, you know, do something, he'd jump down one stairs or something like that. But they subtly make a shift, and they start watching. They start watching parents, you know, how they talk to one another, how they talk to strangers, what they watch on television, how much they drink, how they drive, their cell phone use, their giving generosity. I mean, they're just always watching. You know, but one of the things we didn't talk about that Kathy and I actually put in the very beginning of the book is we let parents know that the clock is running in terms of their time. You know, your child from 0 to 18 makes up approximately 936 weeks. That's really all you have between 0 and 16, and it's 936 weeks. And it seems like a long time when your kid is, you know, in diapers, but they get to the teenage years where Ted is at right now, and you blink and, you know, you're at your kid's graduation, and you go, where did those 936 weeks go? And those 936 weeks really are a classroom education where they're observing the professor, mom and dad, mm-hmm. and taking everything in. So just reminding parents, you know, I can remember my parents saying, don't do as I do, you know, do as I say. Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't fly anymore. You know, that's just too, especially when a kid begins to think a little more abstractly, that just comes off as weak and hypocritical, and it doesn't, you know, doesn't hold value. So yeah, role model is a big one. So a lot of parenting is not just what actions do I do to my kids. A lot of parenting is actually what I would call holding up the mirror and looking within, saying, what kind of man am I? You know, what kind of woman, you know, what am I, if I can't say good words, well, that's got to be a reflection of my heart. That's what Jesus said. You know, mm-hmm. that's not my wisdom. I just stole that. You know, if we can't articulate good words, we've got a heart problem. So we got to hold up the mirror and say, what is it about me that's broken that I need to change? I need to work on as a parent before I inflict, you know, many dollars of therapy on my kids who, you know, they're paying for the therapy that I should have got.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.